Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 27. It's me, Jonathan Denwood, and unfortunately, my normal co-host, Spencer Forum, can't make it this week, but I've got my other colleague, Kirk, with me. And in this podcast, we're going to be discussing the best solutions to do live streaming, live video streaming, either to promote your membership course or to actually have group sessions with live streaming. It's a great subject. We've got a list of some leading products. I'm sure you're going to find it really useful. So before we go into the main meat and potatoes of the show, I'm going to let Kirk introduce himself to you. So Kirk, can you introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers?
Absolutely, Jonathan. Thank you. My name is Kurt von Onnen. I own a small company called Mañana No Mas. We focus largely on learning and membership style websites and do some work with WP Tonic as well.
That's great. And like I say, we're going to be talking about everything live streaming. But before we go into it, I've got a couple of messages from our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out and give Sensei a try today.
Hi there, folks. It's Jonathan Denwood here, and I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's Zolo.com. If you've got a WordPress website, a membership website, and you're looking to link it with a great financial management package, Zolo can provide this solution. So all your bookkeeping needs are done through Zolo. If you need new inbox email functionality and you don't want to pay the high charges that Google will charge you, Zolo offers a great email inbox platform. They've got over 50 apps and services that all integrate fantastic with WordPress at great value levels, and they almost always offer a fully functioning free product as well. So it's just amazing value. Also, if you're a WordPress developer or agency owner, Zolo are looking for great partnerships in the WordPress space. To get all this information, all you have to do, folks, is just go over to Zolo.com, and they have the products that you're looking for. Thank you so much, Zolo, for supporting WP Tonic and the Machine Membership Shows. It's much appreciated. We're coming back, folks. Just want to point out, we've got some great special offers from the major sponsors. Plus, we've got a created list of the best plugins to build a membership website on WordPress with, which you can utilize. It saves you a load of time trawling the internet trying to find the best and most modern solutions. To get all these goodies, all you have to do is go over to WPTonic/deals. WPTonic/deals, and you'll find all the goodies there. Plus, you can sign up for a free weekly newsletter, which I send out on Sunday, which I write, which has some really great information in it every week. So let's go straight into it, Kurt. Well, let's start with the big gorilla in the room, which is Zoom. Zoom is it's become a verb for doing video calls online. You can also do live video on it and presentations. They do have a free product, but you can hack the free product to do some calls. I think I can't remember what the limit of, but really, I think I'm correct about this, Kirk. If you're really going to do this, you really need the paid version, and then you need the add-on webinar product. I think I'm correct about that, aren't I, Kirk?
With the standard paid version, which I think is like $149 a year, you can stream live and you can do that stuff, but you have the, that gives you the meeting where other people join the meeting, right? That gives you like a, and then if you want to do the webinars, that gives you a much broader audience that you can broadcast to. And then you're kind of like a presenter. It's just, you know, just you going out to an anonymous audience almost.
Yeah, so with the paid version, which starts at $149, which I pay for because it's one of the main tools I utilize to run my business with, and I think you're in the same boat. What's the limit on the how many can you push it? I found the thing was when you were doing the live feeds, the actual pushing it out and getting it to work with YouTube or getting it to work with some of the other social media platforms was a bit, sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't work. Is that your experience?
So I used Zoom for a long time, Jonathan. It was my steady go-to thing. It was just like you said, it was the verb of it. And the biggest problem I found was when I got the ability to go live on LinkedIn, it didn't have like a push button like Zoom. You can go live on YouTube. You can go live on Facebook, right? But then if you want to go live on LinkedIn, that's a custom channel. And yeah, so you have to get the streaming channel and the streaming key and all that stuff. And then it opens an extra tab in your computer. And I found myself doing this really weird dialogue with my viewers before I would even start to get into my content, just to make sure that it was live. And that's what caused me to go to another supplier.
Yeah. That was it. But I also found it was a bit flaky sometimes with YouTube, to be quite truthful about it.
Sometimes you're on, sometimes you're not.
I think the webinar add-on, because I can't remember, that's basically you get a kind of chat room. It starts at 40. I can't remember what the limit was for how many people that can join it. I think at the 40, it's quite large. You can get an audience of 100 plus that can join you, and then you can up how much you're paying depending on, and they can chat with you. And if you're doing a kind of webinar kind of presentation, it's a pretty good deal, really, because when you start looking at some of the other offerings, when it comes specifically running a live webinar, like a couple of hours, or you're doing a day one, or you're doing 2 day, some of the other solutions, or you can do it. We've got experience of trying to get a live 2 day event, and we did it all in WordPress, and Kirk helped me with that, and he did a fantastic job. It's quite involved, isn't it? You know, we were using one of the other systems that we're going to be talking about. But if you don't want to do all that, Zoom's a pretty good solution if you're going to utilize the webinar side of it, aren't you?
So what I found, Jonathan, and maybe I just oversimplify things, with Zoom, everyone knows how to use it. It's ubiquitous. Yeah. It's a thing. And even if I use other tools, I still pay for Zoom and I still have Zoom, right? It's almost like having that mobile phone in my pocket. And if I want to stream quickly to one channel, it's good for that, but it only does one channel at a time. And so that was another reason why I was like, hey, I'm going to try something else.
Yeah. I think that's one of the key things because, you know, it is an app for Mac, Android, OS. But you do have to download it because it's an app. It's not web it's not browser based, so you do have to download it.
Is it safe to mention the other thing that we were doing with Zoom? We were embedding it into people's WordPress websites, and we were letting people create the Zoom right through their own website, which was a really cool feature. But they've got that big change coming where you have to change the format and how you connect it to the website now. So there was this other alternative benefit to having Zoom before. And now the jury's still out, you know, on this new connecting platform, trying to get things embedded into websites, which makes it, you know, just one more step of involvement.
Yeah. And it's, especially when it comes to BuddyBoss and Lifter or LearnDash, the three main products that we support through our company, we're all watching to see how this is going to pan out, basically. So let's move on. So Zoom has some limitations, but it's a pretty... I haven't got any problems in recommending it. You're just really going to have to look at it. I think there are some better solutions. If you're going to do regular live streaming, either in one-to-one, well, when it comes to one-to-one, probably Zoom's a good thing. With this limitation of this major change that's coming up, if you're doing small coaching groups, it's probably better to look at one of the other solutions. And if you're doing a kind of larger, if you're doing YouTube lives or Facebook lives, you'll probably be looking to promote your membership website. You'll probably be better to look at some of the other solutions that we're going to be talking about. So let's move on to the next one. The one that we're utilizing right now is StreamYard. StreamYard is browser-based, so you can utilize it on any platform, Mac, Windows, Linux, you name it, tablet, because it's browser. If you've got a modern browser, it's best to utilize it with Chrome, to be truthful about it. They have built it out. I only use about 20% of the functionality of it. I need to do a big dive and really start utilizing it more effectively. But they've really been adding a lot of new functionality to it. They were bought out, I think, probably over a year ago or plus. I've got the name of the company that bought them. The company that bought them had a webinar package which you can bolt on to StreamYard. It's quite expensive though, I haven't utilized it in anger, but it does kind of seamlessly fit work with StreamYard to some extent. Well, and they've improved that integration. So it is optional. I will have some links to that particular product and service in the show notes, which you can find on the WP Tonic website. So what's your thoughts about StreamYard then, Kurt?
I love StreamYard, Jonathan. The issue I spoke about earlier with trying to have those custom channels to plug into that you have to do with Zoom, that goes away with StreamYard because they have all those options, you know, to add as your, they call them destinations inside the software. So I can set up multiple Twitter channels. I can set up Facebook pages. I can set up my LinkedIn Live, and that whole double page, double tab exercise of making sure you're online with LinkedIn Live, it just goes away because it automates that whole process. So in terms of that, I'm a big fan of StreamYard. The other thing that StreamYard does, which I don't think they do a good enough job on publishing or promoting, is they have agreements with multiple organizations for group discounts. And so, for instance, I'm a John Maxwell certified speaker, and as a John Maxwell certified speaker, I get StreamYard for $200 a year. So it's so there are opportunities there to actually find a better deal than what's on the website.
I never heard of this. What is this? What is it, John something you said?
John Maxwell. He's a leadership author and speaker and coach. And I got certified in their program in 2016. And so one of the, so I think StreamYard was really proactive in making agreements with other larger organizations like that to get better saturation, penetration, however you would phrase that. But if you're part of like a homeschool network or speaking organization or something like that, chances are there's a discounted range for you on the books.
So let's get this, let's quantify this. If you're looking for somebody to come on your website and book on a scheduler and book a one-to-one session with you, either a free initial free consultation, or they're going to pay to have a Zoom with you. Calgary or some of the WordPress solutions that that are out there probably will integrate with Zoom, so it will. You can pay through it. Calgary offers some options where you can actually pay, or you can pay through your WordPress. They pay, they're taken to a calendar, they can book their spot, and then it will integrate with Zoom and set up the Zoom. And that's how I utilize it on the WP Tonic website for somebody booking or they're booking a session with you or one of our team. Now, when it comes to, let's say you've got your membership and at a certain level, your membership, you do weekly group coaching sessions, which at a certain level of membership, you could probably do that using StreamYard, can't you? You can set it and embed it on a page, which would only be available at a certain membership level. So is that correct?
Yeah, you could do that. And then if we think back to that summit that you and I were working on last year, Jonathan, there's that other third-party tool where you could actually stream the content right through your WordPress site with using WP Stream. So you could have the content right in your page, or you could direct people to the StreamYard link to sign in.
Yeah, because you can do it so it doesn't stream to YouTube or LinkedIn. You don't need this additional service. That's more of a bandwidth thing, wasn't it? Or do you need a streaming service to actually do what I've just said on a web page?
Yeah, WP Stream is what embedded the StreamYard into the web page.
So you do need a third-party system to do that.
Yeah. Whereas with Zoom embedding it into the website up until...
You don't. They provide it.
Yeah, up until next month, there was that Zoom integration to do that.
Yeah. This is why a lot of people use Zoom, folks, because but WP Stream is an option, but I will have that in the show notes. So that's the limitation of using, but if you're going to have it on the web page, because otherwise you just have a link and you'd just do it through StreamYard, wouldn't you? You could have it's usable, isn't it? But it would be better if you could do it through the website, isn't it? If you've got a membership website, isn't it?
I really like the idea of, especially for people that do online courses and want more of a hybrid example with live sessions, if they take the Zoom session or StreamYard stream and kind of embed that into the lesson structure, I like that format because it kind of scrubs the audience for you. You know, as the person organizing the event, you know, Zoom bombing and impersonators and stuff like that always seems to be a thing. And if people have to go through the layer of membership of a website to get to the lesson, to get to the link, it kind of helps scrub that user list.
Yeah, it's just a more cleaner solution. But this whole thing that Zoom has decided to do, which is coming up in April, isn't it? Is it's just going to be painful, isn't it? But there we go. And it's a good example, folks, of why you should look at utilizing WordPress, because I'm not having a go at Zoom. I think they're a pretty reputable company. There must be some reason why they're doing this major change. But you are, when you utilize a third party system, they can always change the technology, the terms and conditions, and it can have a major effect on your business, can't it? And this is the beauty of WordPress, because you've got a lot more ownership of it, haven't you, Kirk?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can change anything midstream, you know, and this is a great conversation to have in light of what's happening with their change.
Yeah. On to the next one, Restream. Haven't utilized this in anger myself, but it seems a pretty good service. It starts standard at $16 and it's multifunctional. You've got multi-streaming, scheduler, chat, analytics. Yeah, I don't know if you've got any experience with this at all, Kirk, or if you haven't.
I've got some experience with Restream. In fact, for me, it became, on my personal choices, it became a choice between Restream and StreamYard. And yeah. I went with StreamYard because of that pricing discount that I told you I get with my organization. But you also get, and this is interesting, if you look at the details in the pricing, you'll see like five channels versus three channels, or, you know, so you kind of have to like really go through things and see what your real use case, what your real needs are. You can have up to 9 guests on Restream, but if you look at the details in Restream, it's not a very high resolution that it's putting forward. So the video output is a little more grainy, and I think Restream is a higher quality as far as the view goes.
Yeah, you're so right. You've got to really read the case study carefully. I did the same thing. It's coming back to me. It's just that StreamYard just was a much better value to proposition, wasn't it? They've really built in, since I've been using it for about 2 years now, they're really building it out. They're still moving the development on quite substantially, aren't they, when it comes to streaming?
The ability to add the branding and the other interactive pieces that you can do, almost like a TV studio in the background of Restream, is really, really nice. The interface with Restream, though, was really intuitive and was similar to StreamYard in like the simplicity of bringing on a guest, being able to stream it to the channels. That part works really, really, really well. I just think that if you are looking at Restream, my encouragement is to go to the higher level, the professional level, because then you get the full 8 channels and you get the higher resolution imagery. And then I think we have a comment in there about it being browser-based or something like that. But with those two products, I have realized if I use a green screen background or I blur the image, if I don't have a really strong internet, it causes glitches or freezing. Whereas in Zoom, in the application-based program, I don't have that same issue. So I just have to make sure I have a really strong...
I think one of our live... viewers just put up like utilizing YouTube in the scenario when you're using something browser-based solution that we're talking about at the present moment. Like, you could set up a private group in YouTube, make it private, and then you could embed YouTube. But the problem with that is lag, isn't it? There's going to be some lag, and that gets quite if you're trying to go through the web page, if you're just doing a broadcast, that will work fine. So if you're doing like a webinar and you could use YouTube as a private And then embed it on the, and we looked at that ourselves when we were going to do this large public 2-day webinar setup. So that is possible, but we're talking about more about a group coaching scenario where that probably that won't work, will it? Say something, Kirk.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with you. I wasn't sure if I was agreeing or just nodding. I think a lot of people are going to say, well, why can't I just go Facebook Live or why can't I just go YouTube Live? But we're talking about specific use cases in where we have to think in terms of both having a conversation with the audience or just broadcasting to the audience.
Yeah. Because it is in the title of this podcast, The Membership Machine Show. So we've got to focus on membership. So Restream, it's been out there. It's one of the main players. I haven't used it in anger, but I have looked at it. I decided to go to StreamYard, but it's a case-to-case scenario. You do have to read what both are offering and then you can make your decision. If it does suit what you're looking for, Restream, I haven't got any problem recommending it. I think it's a pretty legit company. On to the other big player, but it's a totally different beast. Absolutely different beast is OBS Studio, which is it's software. I think you can download it Mac, Windows, and I think it will even run on Linux. I'm not sure now.
Linux as well.
It's an app basically. You run it on your desktop or your laptop, and it's enormously powerful. But what a beast! What an absolute beast. It's a kind of quasi-professional live streaming beast, really. It's a bit like DaVinci when it comes to video editing, because DaVinci, they offer a free product, which is really powerful, that a lot of pro video editors are kind of moving to, especially if they are from Adobe Premiere. And our last week's podcast and live stream was about video editors. But it's DaVinci is a beast, and in some ways, so is OBS. It's a beast, isn't it? What are your own views, Kirk?
OBS came to my attention when I was doing the live masterminds for a software company. And some of the guests in that mastermind were OBS fans. And what I found with OBS is it's open source. And to your point, I immediately thought DaVinci as soon as I opened it and started playing with it. I was like, this is just like DaVinci. Meaning confusing the wheels off of me. Like, there are some people that want it. It's almost like a cult-like following that love this OBS platform, and it really is robust and it does amazing things. But it's like the difference of, like, do you want to be a video producer, broadcaster, you know, video enthusiast, or do you want to run your business and also stream some information?
Well, right? it's even, yeah, I see where you're coming, but it's difficult. I was going to say it's even worse, but that's the wrong, but I'm struggling for the right word. It's really in that kind of, it's not really that user friendly, but there's other programs out there that the video professional that's doing live streaming for actual paid clients at a conference, at an event, they're probably not going to look at OBS. They're going to look at a paid solution, I've got a couple of them listed here. But I could also be unfair there, because it is pretty robust and it probably is in that kind of quasar tinkerer. But that's always the case when you've got an open source project like that. It always, and you can say that with WordPress. It's one of the things about WordPress, you know, who is it really aimed at? Because it's aimed at the general user. It's at the, the tinkerer, the kind of quasar professional, and it's also aimed at the website professional market. So, and that causes some problems, and OBS is in the same territory. Is that making sense, Kurt?
It is. I liken it to the website thing too. Like, the whole reason that my agency exists is because there's people that want to concentrate on running their business and not being a webmaster, right? Hey, I'll be your webmaster. I'll put your website together. I'll do that. I'm bringing back the term webmaster. It's coming back.
Yeah, it is coming back. He died a death. It was, but it's coming back. That's strange how it comes back and forth, isn't it?
Yeah, but in the video world, like, you can, it's almost like having a TriCaster with OBS. You can have multiple cameras. You can change angles. You can do different things as like the producer running the show. But I think in most situations, like in how we describe streaming video, it's not that environment. You know what I mean? Like for you and I, I'm sitting at my desk, you're sitting at your desk, and we're just having a conversation. So in our use case, StreamYard's just the perfect environment for us in that choice. But if we were doing like a studio kind of thing with multiple cameras, then maybe I'd be looking more at an OBS solution with a producer off to the side running that show.
Right, yeah, we're going to go for our mid-break, folks. Got a couple more messages from some other sponsors of the show. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back. Me and Kirk have had a big dive. There's loads to talk about. We've got some more things to talk about as well. But before we continue this great discussion, I just want to point out, if you're looking to build your membership website on WordPress, which you should be looking at, really great flexibility, ownership, why don't you host with WP Tonic? We just specialize in membership, hosting membership website, learning management systems, and community websites. That's our passion. That's my team's passion. And we make sure that you have all the plugins, the transactional and marketing email functionality, and we've got years of experience. It's a great choice, and we're very competitive with our pricing. Some of my staff think our pricing is ridiculous. It's just a great package. So go over to WP Tonic and join the tribe. We'd love to help you build a successful membership website on WordPress. On to the next one, Ecamm. Now, Ecamm, there's some real YouTube influencers that are great people that give you great advice about live streaming. And Ecamm, hopefully I'm not going to be wrong about this because it's early in the morning. I think it only works on Mac. You download it. I don't think it's web. I could be wrong about this. Hopefully I'm not. And it's really powerful. And one of the great things is, I think they've improved this with StreamYard, is it used to be much better if you had multiple cameras. And that was why a lot of people also looked at OBS. If you had multiple cameras, I've only got one camera here, but I've actually got another one. I just lazy to get it set up in StreamYard. So you've got two views of me. I'm not sure if I should actually do that with my beloved audience. That's horrendous, maybe. But OBS and Ecamm, you could run multiple cameras. The other thing, I think StreamYard solved that, but the other thing is if you're using another device, which is really very popular, called Stream Deck, which has buttons, it's a little device. And I've got one here, but I haven't configured it. It's on my list as well. You had like a transition, or you had like a little audio clip that you regularly wanted to play. You can just press the button and it will just play. Well, StreamYard does work with something like Stream Deck, but it's limited, where something like Ecamm really works with external devices like Stream Deck. So what's your insights about it, Kirk?
This is one where I'm stepping in completely blind. I had never even heard of Ecamm until you provided that resource this morning. So I don't know anything about it.
So I could have been totally wrong about what I've just said then.
You could have been totally, absolutely wrong. I did take a moment and look at their website, and I looked at the pricing, and I thought to myself, this looks like, you know, you're getting a fair share for your dollar spent, and it's certainly worth exploring. It, you know, and it's got good reviews and all that.
Yeah, so I think they do have a web-based thing now as well. I think I've got that wrong. I did. It is highly recommended, and they've been going for years. It's a small team. I think they're based in the UK. I might be wrong about that. I'm pretty sure they are. And they've been doing this for a while, and it's a rock-solid product. And if I wasn't reasonably happy and committed to staying with StreamYard, the only thing that tempts me from not moving to them is the support they provide with Stream Deck. So if I actually got off my backside and configured my Stream Deck, which I keep saying I'm going to do, but on the only other thing is that StreamYard keep improving what they're providing. So sound effect buttons, transfer between scenes. It's worth a look. Thank you. I think Ali, how do you pronounce his name, man? Alon. He's more of an expert than me. I've looked at them all, folks. You know, you can spend hours on this, Kirk, can't you?
Days. The one thing that I liked about the Ecamm website when I looked through their blog was they had a really high focus on repurposing content for podcasters and stuff like that.
Right, on to the next one, Streamlabs. They're a bit controversial, Streamlabs. If you do a search on YouTube, I haven't utilized their software. They've got a reputation on being a little bit iffy in their business tactics and methodologies. There's a company in the WordPress space, which I call the Chocolate Factory, that got similar reputation for their business practices. In the live streaming example, Notorious, like OBS, they're great people. It's an open source product. They've been around for years. And Streamlabs, I think they tried to, my mind's gone blank, folks. So they tried to, when you protect your brand, what was it called, Kirk? They trademarked Stream OBS. They attempted to do that because that went down well with OBS crowds. You know, I don't know if they went forward with that, but they have got a bit of an iffy reputation. I haven't utilized it at all. Starts at $19. I just think because of their reputation, I just think you'd be better off looking at some of the other products we talked about, because you've got quite a bit of choice here, haven't you, Kirk?
You get a lot of choice. And this is one of those ones where when you look at the dollars, it's kind of hard not to be attracted to them because their Streamlab Ultra is $149 a year.
Yeah. So that, you know, make your decision. I haven't utilized it, but it is the price. It's pretty competitive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
It's just that if you do a search on the internet or do a review on YouTube, there's plenty of stuff that comes up about these people that please don't sue me, folks. I'm just saying what I found, you know. So on to the next one, vMix. Now, vMix is like OBS. It's Windows only. God bless them. I won't hold that against them. But it's a downloadable product where it's a kind of professional setup where you want multi cameras, you're doing a live event. It's aimed at the kind of quasi professional market. Do you know anything about this one, Kurt?
I know that you can have 8 guests, and it also has a pretty vibrant streaming connection, like it connects to YouTube and Facebook and all that. But my question was with the LinkedIn Live. I don't think they have the LinkedIn Live connection. I'd have to double check that.
I don't think they do. But it's kind of quite. It's aimed. It's a German company, isn't it? They're based in Germany, I'm pretty sure. Starts at $60, that's HD. If you want 4K, it goes up to $700. So that tells you that it's aimed at the quasar professional market. If you're really, really serious about your live broadcasting, give it a look. I think they've got a free trial.
One of the things that looked really cool, Jonathan, when you look at their program, and, you know, we've experienced this before, the way that we do things is sometimes you have someone whose audio is up here and then someone whose audio is down here, right? And my understanding is that vMix has the ability to kind of like mix the sound.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Thanks for that.
In live, right? So if someone's doing a weird, like calling in from the car on a podcast, you can boost their audio.
Got echoey. We had a guest a couple of weeks ago that had a terrible echo, didn't they? They didn't have any furniture. They must have had one chair and a desk, and the echo is awful. But that's a great point. Yeah, it works with audio decks, you know, physical audio decks. So you can live modify the audio, and if you've got multiple, it's really it's the type of person that an OBS gives you this as well. You're trying to do that quasar professional news studio effect where you've got a green screen background and you've got multiple cameras, like you've got 3 or 4 cameras and you're doing different angles and you've got your deck, you've got your audio and you've got your stream deck as well. And you've got it all worked out. You're trying to get that really quasar professional look, which you don't get with this podcast. it's a bit rough and ready, but we're here to provide information. Do you think that's probably a good summary of it, Kirk?
That's probably a great summary. Yeah, absolutely.
And like I say, it's Windows only. The next quasar professional, which is the opposite, it's Mac only, is Wirecast. And Wirecast comes from Telestream, and they're the people that provide the screen capture. I'm sure they are. The screen capture software ScreenFlow, which is really popular if you're making courses on the Mac. Camtasia is the other one, which is, I think, Windows and Mac. They're the two popular. You can utilize Zoom to do screen capture as well, and you can use StreamYard for that, I think. But I'm not sure about that one. But Camtasia and ScreenFlow. So they're the same people. And it what I've said about vMix really applies to Wirecast. It's aimed at this quasar professional market, but it's really powerful. And if you're on the Mac, you can't use vMix unless you're going to use Rosetta. So have a look at Wirecast. Would you got any knowledge of this at all, or not really, Kurt?
Jonathan, I'm a PC. I don't use a Mac.
I forgive you.
But to your point, I was thinking about my corporate training background, right? And the reason that we paid for Camtasia for our screen captures was because Camtasia grabs like a high resolution image, like such a good image, like, so you had to blur out people's names and stuff like that to protect the innocent, right? While you were making training assets.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I'd just throw it on the internet straight
away. Just throw it on the internet.
Just throw it.
But when you try to screen capture with Zoom or StreamYard, you get kind of that broken down image, right? And so having those screen capture tools is really important if you're trying to make a high quality training product.
Yeah, that's a great point as well. Thanks for pointing that out. You're totally spot on there. Yeah, that's important. That's probably why you would look at, if you're on the Mac, ScreenFlow, or if you're on the Windows, how do you pronounce it? I always struggle with that.
Camtasia.
Camtasia, God. Come on, Jonathan. So let's wrap it up, Kirk. So we've gone through a lot of different options. I've got to be honest, folks. It just depends on the case. I think Zoom, but you got this question coming up in June. Here's June, where you got the big change, the Zoom apocalypse coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's for people that want to put embedded into their websites. Yeah. And so that kind of from the aspect of the streaming conversation, the only thing is, okay, well, can I still put it in my website or not?
I've got something to tell you, Kirk. The guy that does the leading WordPress plugin to do that utilizes Zoom, he's coming on our other show on the first week of June before the event to talk about all this with us, Kirk.
That'll be good because I got questions.
I think that should be an interesting show. I imagine so we're going to get all the dirt about how he's dealing with it, and so that should be an interesting show. Sorry, I interrupted you there, Kirk.
No, that was worth interrupting for.
Yeah.
It's because I looked at the tool. The problem with me, Jonathan, is, as a person that does what I do on the internet every year, I get all these bills, right? So you got this for a form plugin, you got this for a commerce plugin, you got this for a membership plugin, and these thousands of dollars just keep churning, and you got to keep like rebilling customers and stuff, right? Like if you think about how we do this. And so when you like every new tool you add is just something else that's another responsibility and recurring billing.
Well, so, these free 500, this is a nice thing about, about WordPress to a certain degree, but also about WP Tonic. When you come to WP Tonic, you get the hosting and you get a very extensive library of plugins, don't you? And you just pay your hosting with us and you get on with it, don't you? Or you attempt to get on with it. But yes, so for the value proposition, StreamYard is good value, isn't it? For the $20 plan. The thing is, I don't think it does the only thing, you've got to go up to the next plan to get HD, and they don't have a 4K, do they? But I don't think any of these web-based do have 4K. The only thing is, I say that, but I'm going to have to check about Ecamm about its ability to do 4K. I've got to be truthful. The problem with 4K is YouTube used to not do it, but I think they do now 4K. I got to be, I can't see the difference between HD and 4K myself. But I think it's probably also linked to your great comment about screencasting. You probably, when it comes to the professional side, you wouldn't stream your videos in 4K. So you want to take them in 4K, don't you? Probably. I don't know. Because then you're dealing with an enormous increase in file size, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I go to use case for so many things. I don't think it needs to be crystal clear for this purpose. Like usually I blur my background, you know? So I don't think for this purpose, we need to be crystal clear. But if I was making training content and showing people how to fill in a fillable form on a website or something like that, I would want that particular piece to be super crisp.
Rightio. Yep. So, yeah, definitely StreamYard. I would say if that doesn't do it for you, look at Ecamm, because I was seriously looking at it myself. I think there's still some case. It just depends how it comes out around Zoom. It's a rock solid, legit company. I think StreamYard's great. Restream, I haven't utilized it myself, but I think that's a pretty legit player as well. Mm-hmm. And then if you're looking for, multiple cameras and you're looking to get into all that, which you can do with StreamYard and Ecamm, but if you're looking for all these special effects and you've got an external audio deck, that's another thing with OBS. It will work with an external audio deck as well, similar to the point Kirk was making with vMix. And vMix, both OBS and vMix, they do this. If you're looking to build a kind of virtual TV studio environment, they're the things to look at. If you're just looking to do live streaming and get your message out on YouTube, on LinkedIn, look at StreamYard and Ecamm. Am I waffling now? I think that's a reasonable synopsis. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Just a little waffle. Not bad.
No, not for me, because I can waffle. You've observed that, haven't you?
I think the two that really drive for most of my purposes are going to be StreamYard or Restream. And then, like I said earlier, I think everyone needs Zoom just for the group meetings and all that kind of stuff, because that's always happening. I don't think Zoom's ever going to go away. I think it's going to be just like having a mobile phone.
Oh, well, yeah, but list finished. I know Microsoft's been trying to eat their hat with that team product.
And I'm not a Teams person.
Oh my God. Cause I'm on a Mac, right? And it will work on a Mac team, but what a painful solution. It sends me out to Outlook and wants me to set up a bloody password with Outlook. I don't bloody use Outlook, you Microsoft tossers. But it's painful. And I was on a meeting last week with a major client, Kirk, one of my big corporate clients, and they book everything through Team, right? It crashed twice during the meeting. I had to reboot. I didn't have to reboot my Mac, but I had to reboot Teams. What a load of crap. And I just want to use Zoom. I don't want to utilize bloody Teams, for God's sake. But I'm whinging now, listeners and viewers. So let's wrap it up. It's been a great show. Thanks, Kirk, for jumping in. Hopefully, Uncle Spencer will be back with us next week. He hasn't had enough of me, and he's fit and ready to talk. And we have another great episode. Otherwise, I'll probably get Kirk again if he's available. But Kirk, how can people find out more about you and what you offer?
Well, Jonathan, my name's Kurt Von Onen, and I'm the only Kurt Von Onen on LinkedIn. I always say that because if you find me there, you found me. There's no one else impersonating Kurt Von Onen on LinkedIn.
Nobody would want to interpolate there either, would they? They wouldn't want to be me, would they?
No. Yep. And then my company is Mañana No Más, and if you want to check out anything that I do there, just go to mañananomás.com, and details are there.
Yeah, and join us on our other show, the WP Tonic This Week in WordPress and SaaS, where we talk about all things WordPress and about SaaS. It's a more business-focused type of WordPress podcast, but Kirk's my regular co-host on that, does a great job putting up with me. And we do that, so look at that on iTunes. If you really like this show, and hopefully give us some feedback, folks, and also share it on your social media, on your Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Say some nice words, because if you're getting any value from these discussions with me and Uncle Spencer and Kirk, that's the way you can show some appreciation and love for us, is to share it on your social media, because it'll get more people to the show, and that's a great thing. We will be back next week. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.